I have a favorite chair. Actually, I have three favorite chairs. One of them belonged to my mother's father. Another chair belonged to my father's father. And the third chair is right there. These are my favorite places to sit. Now, most of us have our favorite chairs or our favorite places to sit, and this is usually true at home, it's true around the dinner table, it's true at athletic events, it is most certainly true at church. Everyone has their favorite place to sit. Chairs are important to people. Where we sit means something to us. Now, Ahaz sat on the throne of his ancestor, King David. That was his place to sit. That was the place where Ahaz, the king, reigned over his people. He governed from that chair. He taught from that chair. He gave an example to his people from that chair. He governed and he taught and he gave an example to his people from the throne of his ancestor, David. And Ahaz did these things very, very badly. He was a horrible king, one of the worst in the history of Israel. He gave away the northern half of the kingdom. He set up shrines to other gods. He even rejected the invitation of the Lord to ask for a sign. You see, it's not humble piety that causes Ahaz to say he will not ask for a sign from the Lord. It's because he has no interest in what the Lord can give to him and to his people. Ahaz would rather bring destruction to his kingdom and keep his chair rather than submit to the authority of the King of the universe. Ahaz liked his chair just the way it was. Now, we do not know if Joseph had a favorite chair. If he did, it's because he made it. The humble carpenter of Nazareth did not reign from a throne, though he too could claim King David as an ancestor. He did not govern people or lands. And where Ahaz tore things down and rejected the invitation of the Lord, Joseph built things and listened to the voice of the Lord. Like the patriarch Joseph in the book of Genesis, Joseph of Nazareth met the angel of the Lord in a dream. He heard the voice. He listened to the message. He obeyed in complete faith and total confidence. Joseph welcomed Mary and the unborn Lord Jesus into his home. But Joseph did not have a throne, but the shoulder of Joseph of Nazareth became a throne when he held the child Jesus. Joseph is the throne on which the child Jesus walks among his people. From the arms of Joseph of Nazareth, Jesus reigns and teaches and shows the power of his love to the people of the world. Christ the King reigns from the arms of Joseph. And Christ the King reigns in my arms and your arms too. For we are privileged to carry the Lord Jesus through the grace we received in our baptism. We are privileged to carry the Lord Jesus when we speak a word of faith to those who doubt, a word of hope to those who mourn, and a word of pardon to those who are injured. We are privileged to carry the Lord Jesus when we receive him in Holy Communion, and for a time we are tabernacles of the Most High God. For Christ Jesus has chosen to reign and teach and shower his love on the world, on the throne of my life and yours. Think about that for just a moment. Christ Jesus has chosen to reign and teach and shower his love on the world, on the throne of my life and yours. And that means that you might be the favorite chair of the Lord Jesus. Amen.